Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving, and he'll be coming through this door. And when he arrives, would you please stand out of respect for him and his teachings? We'll be doing, or you'll see some people prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing that, you can just remain standing. And after Geshe-la sits down, we'll be saying some prayers in this white prayer book in the first bay sheet. And then on the mantras at the bottom of the next page, which is a pink sheet. And then Geshe-la will start teaching. And usually he tries to teach the same topic on the first and the second sessions. And if you have cell phones, if you please put them on mute, you can leave them on so they don't make a sound and disturb the teachings. If Geshe-la asks for, questions, input, or whatever, would you please wait for the microphone to come, because this is being streamed online, and people who aren't able to come here would really appreciate knowing what you say, because even if you speak loudly and everyone can hear in the room, they can't hear on the internet. It's just can't hear any sound at all. Geshe-la has asked me to remind people to circumambulate the stupa that is outside, going clockwise. There are millions of Dharmakaya relics, which are one of the primary relics in the inside. Other holy objects are in there, so it's a tremendous purification and accumulation of merit by doing that, and also by spinning the prayer wheels, which are outside along the building on the way to and from the stupa. And they have many chain-raising money mantras in there, too. So that's when you spin it, it's like actually saying that many mantras. You get the same merit. So it's very good practice and an easy way to, accumulate merit. I'm going to try to read the prayer list. We usually don't have time to read the prayer list after Geshe-la finishes teachings. So if you just want to sit and relax, I'll try to not to bother you. If you want to meditate for a moment, oh, too late. So if you please turn to the first bay sheet, we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times at the top of the page. And then right below that, the four immeasurables in English, and then right below that, in Tibetan. Taya ta om ne mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune mahamunaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam che deva dam Yeah, you don't. 26 mantra at the bottom of the first pink sheet, and then right above that, green Taurus mantra. Chant 26 mantra 8 times and green Taurus mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. I want to say one word in Sanskrit. Namo, Namo Mahakarunikaya means, Namo means, no, Namo in Sanskrit word, Namo means, Namo, paying homage, or we could say prostrate, show respect, Namo, Maha, big. Karu, compassion. It's not like, you know, posture to Buddha, posture to this and that. It's just simply posturing to show respect to compassion. Namo Mahakaru Nikaya. So meditating on compassion, you know, meditating on compassion is like it's almost like I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit other sentient beings. Make sense? I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit sentient beings. So see, so developing like compassion and bodhicitta is to helping yourself. But doesn't sound like helping yourself, but it's actually indirectly that we are saying, I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit all other, you know, living beings. That means no meditation on compassion. So so therefore many, you know, like great authors, they homage, they show respect to compassion, not particular to persons. So, see, when you're showing, like, when you posture to the compassion, and you are posturing to all the people who have compassion, regardless whether they're Buddhist, Christian, doesn't matter. Long as they have compassion, that's important, you know? Compassion is the solution. Whoever has compassion, if somebody has compassion in your family, so, you know, It's good. It's good things. You know? It's good things. Somebody who is in your family is very religious does not always necessarily mean good things. Can be very religious, same time can be very violent too. See? If somebody is very compassionate, even though that person doesn't have anything to it, that person doesn't believe in anything, that's absolutely fine. So what we need compassion. So meditating on compassion does not mean trying to become some, not trying to become Buddhist or trying to become this and that, no. It's like trying to help yourself without hurting other sentient beings. That's the best way to help. Whatever happiness that you experience, that's called happiness without suffering. That's so exactly the happiness without suffering. So that's why in the four immeasurable ones, where it says, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness, then?
May all sentient beings be free from suffering and cause.
Then?
May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering.
Happiness that's free from suffering. That's exactly happiness that's free from suffering. But even though it looks like happiness, you know, so the things that we enjoy, you know, so it's like it's causing somebody pain. It's not really happiness. You know, it's like this really happiness is happiness without suffering. Happiness without suffering? Dunga Mbibidewa. Happiness without suffering. No, that's the really happiness, you know. So meditation on compassion. So there's no, there's two strands that they are said. It's just all, this is all showing the like homage to the compassion, okay? So that's what we need, you know. So compassion, you know, compassion. It's like indirectly you are saying, I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit all other living beings. Therefore, I'm going to meditate on compassion, you know, compassion. So that's what I'm saying, Namo Maha Karunikaya. Namo Maha Karunikaya, you know, so prostrate to the great compassions. Without other living beings, there's no way that you can develop compassion. This is impossible. It's impossible. So, when you see other beings, no, we must try. I'm not saying it's easy, but we must try. It's worth it. It's very worth it. We must try. So whenever you see other sentient beings, and just think, try to think, or maybe, you know, we can try. Try to think that very being that I'm seeing, usually we say, oh, this is the source of all my sufferings. This is the source of my pain. Because of that person, I'm experiencing pain. I think it's not quite true. Sorry to say, but it's not quite true. It may seem like that, you know. If you change your perceptions, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. But easy to say, but somebody has to say. So I'm just repeating here, you know, what I read from Shantideva books. And in Shantideva books, in the 8th century, what he said, so then after that we are going to meditate, okay, I feel like this is quite important. So I already read this last Sunday. We don't need to create more and more knowledge, you know, it's not like quantity, it's about qualities. It's not like, oh, we already studied this last Sunday. This is more than learning, you know, we are learning here something to meditate on. So meditate means, you know, so not just one day, or then what next day, what's new. You know, so then just like collecting information, you know, that's all. eyes. When you look at other living beings through your eye. That's usually how we look at other living beings. Tedani Latin da. I could get, you know, enlightenment based on that being. That's your perception. That's how you, that's kind of mindset that you have when you're looking at other living beings. And not just looking at all, look at that, the clothes that she wear, he wear. Look at her hair. Look at his glass. Not like that kind of perception. How we are going to be happy? No way. No, there's no way we're going to be happy. Looking at them, you know, with judgmental mind, that's not how the happiness grow. No, in order to become happier human being, we need to change our perceptions. Changing religion doesn't guarantee. Changing clothes doesn't guarantee. Shaving your head doesn't guarantee that you are going to be more happier. Or wearing monk clothes doesn't guarantee that you are going to be more happier. It's this misunderstanding. It's not true. It's not true. But changing perception, that guarantees whether you're monk, nun, doesn't matter. If you change your perceptions, that guarantees happiness for you. The problem is not in the clothes. It's not in the hair. It's not in the mustache. It's not in the beard. No? You may think, oh, that beard is the problem, that you shave them. Or somebody says, oh, now not having beard, that's the problem, that you grow them again. It's all crazy, you know? It's all kind of. It's here, it's in the mind. Changing perception, that guarantees for a happier life. See, now when you look at other human beings, what we can do, that's what is said in the Chandidevas in 8th century, that's what he said. What we can do, we can try. That's all we can do, we can try. And see if that brings more happiness. If that brings more happiness, it's worth to try. So what the bottom line is, to become more compassionate human being, then you don't need religion, you don't need temple, you don't need altar, you don't need nothing. No compassion. No. That's all we need. So when Shantideva said, no, Miki Simjetanaya, so whenever you look at other living beings, particularly human beings, you know, we don't have much problem with the animal beings, you know. This country, people like animals, you know, generally speaking. Not sure about the cockroach and mosquitoes to those animals, but, you know, the dogs and the cat and the birds, all kind of. Yeah, so. You see, now when you go around the lake, you do see people are carrying snake in their neck. People are carrying snake in their neck, but you don't see people are carrying people. You don't see people carrying people. You do see people carrying animals, you know. So now, here, like when you see other human beings, you know, when you see other human beings, if you have this perception, okay, because of that human being, I could get enlightened. You know, it's very possible. Make it simple. Tanaya tedani na tene da you yourself. Sanye ni do jurushi. You could get enlightened if you change your perception. You could gain so much simply based on depending on that living human beings or living beings, human beings. Therefore, when you look at them, you should not look at it with judgmental mind. How you should look? You should look at them, Changshi Chande Sujitas, with pure heart, with loving kindness. You should look. That's the best. If you cannot do that, at least not to look at them with judgmental mind, because it's not benefiting you. So why you keep doing it? Doesn't make sense. Whenever we're looking at other human beings with negative mind, you are experiencing mental suffering. Mental suffering. That's what mental suffering is. Negative mind is mental suffering. So it's very important. Please, all my friends here, you try, I try, we all try. That's all we can do. So then mental quality, there's no limit. It could increase. Like I say, on the beginning of the new month, you know, so is 16, 17, 18, the moon is getting smaller, smaller, smaller. It's all dark and dark and dark and dark. That's how it fell, according to Vinayaka Sutra, Vinayaka Sutra's Sutra, which talks about monastic life, how the monastic people should eat, how they walk, how they should look, how far they can look, all of that, you know. It's a detailed explanation in that Sutra, Vinayaka Sutra's vows and everything. In that sutra, clearly says, you know, like practicing, you know, whether it's like compassion, bodhicitta, in the beginning it feels like, you know, 16, it doesn't feel like 15, it's like full moon. It doesn't feel like that, you know, it feels like 16, then 17, then 18, then 19, you know, then slowly, slowly, one, oh, little moon, two, little bit bigger, three, little bit bigger, then full, you know, 14, pretty big, then 15 is full. And that's like how, you know, it takes, you know, time to, you know, the progress takes time, you know. It requires patience, practice, patience. You know? Time, practice, patience. So my point here, you know, point here, your our goal should be that, you know, through these institutions, more compassionate human being will produce these institutions. The goal is not to produce more Buddhists, that's not the goal, at least that's not my goal. So goal must be more compassionate human beings come from these institutions than this institution serving its purpose very well. So then you, whoever comes to this center, we have responsibility, not just me, I also have responsibility, we have responsibility. So we build this center as a team. Now, this is not my center. Some of you think, oh, this is his center, this is not my center. I said this many times. I only come here and teach Dharma. So besides that, everything, the finance and everything is run by board. You know, I have no clue at all. I'm clueless what's happening there. So this is no, we built this, we built, no, it's not I built this, no, that's wrong, we built this. We put so much effort. For what? For people to come here to learn, so-called learn the benefit of developing compassion, importance of becoming more compassionate human beings for the society, for the country, for the world. That's the goal, that's the goal. I just want to share, you know, just, then now we are meditate, we meditate, okay. Gomdop nimo chunga, the purpose of meditation, this is very important, the power of meditation. The purpose of meditation, what is the purpose of meditation? What is the power of meditation? Gom, meditation, top, top, power. Nyumong, afflicted mind. Chua, less, less. That's the purpose. Having less negative mind, more we meditate, oh, our meditation is becoming productive. More we meditate, more we become aggressive, more pride, arrogant. We are just wasting our time. That's all we are doing. Nothing good. We are just wasting our time. That's what we are doing. No, so there's no different ways people waste their time. But no, this is the worst way to waste your time because you are sitting very uncomfortably. No, you can just lay down. You know, just think nothing. Just good. But one way to waste. But they're sitting like this, then wasting. This is a very, very uncomfortable way to waste your life, waste your time. So, Gomdo Nyimo Chunga, having less negative mind is the power of meditations, purpose of meditations. Reading Dharma book, spiritual book, Chidab Shishidwa, becoming more calm, peaceful. More you read, more you become peaceful, calm. It's serving its purpose. Otherwise, it's no different than reading magazine, newspaper. No difference. No difference. There should be different, but no, for you there's no difference. Saying prayer could become same like reading magazines, no? Not the means nothing. Saying something but means nothing much. Okay, so this is important. The purpose of meditation, the power of meditation to help less negative mind, and keeping that in your mind. So then please you sit comfortably comfortably and observe your mental state. Observe your mental state. So, then if you find out, your mind is like irritated, disturbed, when you're coming here, if your mind is like neutral, it's not really happy or not unhappy, that's called neutral. If your mind is kind of happy, so that's good. That's a good start. Now the meditation must start with positive mind or neutral mind, not from the negative mind. Why? Because the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative mind. That's why. So if you discover that your mind is like kind of unsettled, so then it's very good to begin with this 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, 9-round breathing meditations. So first we learn, then put the share. Teach other people, teach, So use your left hand. Left hand. So then block your left nostril. Left hand. So we are learning this for helping other living beings. So you can teach them. You can teach your kids. You can teach your friends. No need to say any prayer. No, left hand. Whenever we do this kind of breathing meditation, our body has to be straight. No, straight. Okay, that's important. When the body is straight, the channel is going to be straight. That's why. Nothing more, nothing less. Why body should be straight? The channel is going to be straight. Why is important to channel to be straight? Energy will run through smoothly. That's why. Then, if you have body, so then it makes sense. If there's body, there's channel. If there's channels, energy will run. So that's why, So then sit straight, Say there should not be any stress, Physically, also needs to be comfortable. Straight. So then left hand, please, block your left nostril. Left nostril. Inhale from the right nostril. Inhale, long, slow. Then block your like this. Exhale. If you find out your mind is kind of disturbed, exhale should be a little bit forceful. See, forceful. Imagine the negative disturbing mind is disappear in the space for good. Okay, we'll do it again. So that's 3-3. That's 9-round breathing meditation. We'll do it again. If you find out your mind is like disturbed, when you exhale a little bit forcefully, deep down from your heart, think that disturbing mind disappears in the space for good. So now we'll begin again, okay? Please block your left nostril, then long, slow. Then again, that's two. Then again. So each time, please, each time when you inhale, there's one. Exhale, it begins with inhale, it's end with exhale. Then inhale, there's two. Exhale, then inhale, there's three. Exhale, that's first round. Nine round, breathing meeting, that's first round. So we'll do it again one more time. Okay, I will do it one more again. You don't need to rush, you know, like it does not need to be done like right after one after another, you know. If your mind is kind of disturbed, then inhale, then when you exhale, then you are thinking that negative, the disturbed mind disappear in the space. You can just, you know, stay there as long as you want. Doesn't have to be done, you know, one after another right away, okay. So then this is the first round. Now second round, right hand. We begin with the left hand and left nostril. So now second one, right hand, right nostril, inhale from the left nostril. Then the same idea. Huh? So this goes second round. So between time between, you know, first and second, third, you judge. You know, inhale, exhale. If you are thinking something, you can just, you know, take your time, then do it again. Each time you inhale, you count. One, exhale, one, that's two, exhale. One, that's three, exhale. The second round. Each round is three breathing. So now the third round, from the both nostrils, not from the mouth, from both nostrils, this meditation begins with inhale. From both nostrils. Is it clear? Nine round breathing meditation. So please know, then try, and you get benefit. You know, so you can teach others. Huh? So then after this, you know, we are going to do now normal breathing meditations. Huh? So that breathing meditation begin with exhale. Nine round breathing meditation begin with inhale. So normal breathing meditation begin with exhale. So let's see how much we can count. Okay. So normally people count 7, 21. No, you can count 50, 30, 100, no, slowly. So this meditation will stop mind to create more story. No, this is what it's for. No, namdok nyimbo. Namdok means not like yeah, the mind just mind creating something, here you say story, but mind creating something, or maybe thinking about something, you know, can help, just constantly thinking. So this breathing meditation will help if you focus, if you concentrate your breathing in and out, if you concentrate that and count unmistakably, count. Or if you decide, oh, I'm going to do 21, then count that unmistakably. And that should stop. That's what this meditation is for. Okay? At the same time, it will help you to develop concentration. It will improve your concentrations. When your concentration is improved, result, calm mind, peaceful mind. Result, calm mind, peaceful mind. That's what concentration does. Concentrations make your mind calm, peaceful. Not just the word of, you know, calm mind, peaceful, doesn't make your mind calm and peaceful. But concentration does make your mind calm and peaceful. Okay? So there's two benefits there. Well, you can also say like something like, I'm about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhalation is complete. I'm about to inhale. I'm inhaling now. My inhalation is complete. You can do something like that too. In that case, you know, counting is going to be difficult. That's one way to do. So if you are trying to focus on counting correctly, so then it's not part. There's not no necessary. Okay. So exhale, inhale, exhale, and see how many we can count. Okay. So, if you do these no true meditations, then you know, you get benefit. You get benefit. So now this second meditation. See now, according to you know, here you talk about research. You know, doing this research, this is buying things. You know, you do a lot of research. Now, so they did a lot of research. They did a lot of research. You know, so can you imagine seeing all these books here, all these books. You know, this is like this is the research they've done. Research, not in the physical body, but on the mind. Mind. You know, so they did a lot of research. On the self, how you define self. Is our understanding of self correct or incorrect? Is our self understanding of happiness is correct, incorrect? They did a lot of research that. So there's like many, many volumes of, you know, books here in translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan. There's a lot of them there. So they have something to say, you know, when it's come down, particularly come down on mental things. They have something to contribute. So what they say, you know, when you concentrate, it makes your mind calm, peaceful. How we can tell? We have to concentrate. That's the only way we can tell. Concentrate. So if concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful, oh, then the reason why people develop respect to those authors who wrote the books. Because what they are saying, they prove by it's not just simply they said, you kind of prove that by practice. See? So now when you meditate on emptiness, so when you have some experience of emptiness, your like appreciation grow to those who wrote about emptiness, those who explain our emptiness. Because you are experiencing something. So that's the best, I say, form of faith. Faith. That's the best form of faith. Based on your experience. Not because somebody go, I go. Somebody believe, I believe. Not like that. You know? So this breathing meditations, you know, that's what they say. If you concentrate, you can make, concentrating on something that's the making your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. Samdhen chi shi. Samdhen means concentration. Chi shi means it makes your mind calm and peaceful. So, you know, just sit. Calm your breath in and out. See, that makes your mind calm. Should make your mind calm. So, then when you exhale, you can exhale out of loving kindness. Out of loving kindness. When you inhale, you can inhale out of compassion. That's how it's been done. So then it's going to become, you know, Tonglen practice, giving and taking practice conjoined with your breathing. You know, that's what it's called. Tonglen Lungla Chibe Tude. That's called the technique. Doing, giving and taking practice conjoined with your breathing in and out. When you breathe out, when you exhale, out of loving kindness. What that means you are sending all the positive thought, good thought, you know, towards your friend who is going through emotional difficulties, physical difficulties, you are sending them good thought. So you are breathing in, out of compassion, their difficulties, their pain. Not taking on yourself, but piling on what you call this self-cherishing mind. It's not you. It needs to go. Because this is the, according to Mahayana teachings, self-cherishing mind, this is the source of all sufferings. It's like chronic disease. It's never been healed. So you pile on that, not on yourself, you pile on that. If you're still having difficulties, then taking part can be done within yourself, you know, taking upcoming problems, taking them now, it can be done. And for a beginner, Olympic or even run at some taking part must, should do based on yourself for the beginner. Okay? That can be done. So that's not how the normal breathing meditation be done. But if you want to conjoin that with the Tong Len practice, Tong means send, Len means take. Tong Len practice, you know, the yoga. Yoga, you know, that's also. You could call this prana yoga, and prana means simply mean being or energy. It could call prana yoga, but it doesn't call prana yoga, but you can call. I think technically it's correct, you know, but it doesn't call prana yoga, but you can call. So this breathing meditation is kind of antidote for namtok. Namtok means most of the time it's not true because mind just made it up. So we should not surprise why our mind is creating something. So we should not surprise. Why we should not surprise? Because samsara. Is the town. It's the town of mind-made stories. See, samsara is the town of mind-made stories. Ko namtok. Ko namtok. Ko samsara namtok. Mind-made. How you say? Mind-made stories. Mind just make it up. Unfortunately, most of the time it's not good things that mind make it up. If it's a good thing, then that's okay, you know. If the mind just, like, always think about something, some kind of fun, something good, no problem. It's not the case. So mind always think, you know, something negative. Oh, maybe, or he's saying something, she's saying something, she's not saying anything, he's not saying anything, but that's what he's thinking. But you are the one who's saying it, but no, not really, somebody else. No. So like different way like anyway, so does it make sense? Kowa. Samsara is the town of Namtok, means you know mind made stories. That's why we should not surprise why our mind is always creating stories. Because that's what is called Kadama Maja, that's called Samsara is called town of Namtok. So in that town that's like Zambi. Zombie is not real zombie that we talk about in the movie. They should not that kind of zombie. Those zombies are like eight worldly concern. Concern not getting praise, concern being criticized, concern being not like getting gift, or getting gift to someone you don't like, and all this. No, you look at that's called eight worldly concern. You look at them. So now, you know, because of technology, you can just Google them. So I think you can see. Long time ago, you can't Google, you know. everything was written by hand. Kowan namdo ge tongjo na jine chuji ju rolan jus. The air worldly concern is like roaming around like zombie. So the person is begging to his master, he's begging to his master. If there's any ritual that can be done, performed, to diminish those zombies, please no, do that on those inwardly concerned, not the zombie. It's here, it's on the throne, it's beyond the rope, it's underneath the head, it's underneath the title. You can be Pope, you can be Abbot, you can be ex-Abbot, you can be Lama, you can be Ringani Lama. But you are not free from inwardly concern. Inwardly concern is the mind, you know, so it needs to be challenged by another set of thought. That's the only way you can free from yourself, not you know, changing, external changing. So, Kowan Namta Gotonga Jidinja Ronju, today Jesus was Tenna Das, Lama, Kowan Namta Gotonga Jidinja Ronju. Then he's like this, you know, this one practitioner, he's kind of begging to his Lama. So there was he sees like samsara is like the has koanam to ge tongje na jiden chu ju lo ju to just as a jigsaw so fearful graveyard as a fearful graveyard makes sense because that's zombie when people will kind of freak out if they see the zombie so there's sometimes like fearful graveyard because of outwardly concern they are like zombie they're running around all the time so there is begging if there's any ritual please do ritual on those outwardly concern so that's why it makes sense why mind creating struggle all the time okay does it make sense Does it make sense? Yeah. So sometimes because of my English, I'm not sure. So if the more head goes like this, then I think I will just assume it will make sense. If the only truth head goes like this, probably create more confusions. So I should not. I don't want you to be surprised why minds create story all the time. This is because town of the, Namtok. That's why. So then one thing today I decided to know, so probably there's a couple of things to read, not my time here. One thing that, you should be more, as I mentioned earlier this morning, the center, this Kadamba center, Kadamba centers that we put so much effort. We put. So every, everything's here run by voluntaries. So some of you may not remember because almost now, 10 years ago, maybe not that long, we are in the basement. So there is a tiny, tiny room, so, and now, we moved here, how many years ago? 7 years ago, something like that. Every one of you, so we built this. So we happily did that. So, and people feel, when they come from outside. So we are here all the time. We may not feel, every day. But when people from outside, when they come, they feel atmosphere in the Kadamba Center is very something warm, very welcoming. So that's our fruit. That's our fruit. That's our result. It's not just me. It's all of us. So now here, the children program from the library, to the bookstore, the board, everything, is run by voluntary. and to be, part of this, so now I think, I may not say it very elegantly, but not know how to say it very elegantly, but the point, is like, in the end, it's all about serving, So you read, please, this. That's not my time. So this is what I thought I'm going to do. Chapter number 3. This book is written in eight centuries. We are in 21st century. Now this book has been written many, many centuries ago. So chapter number 3, what Shanti Deva was saying, if somebody needs clothes, may I become clothed. It's all about service. If somebody needs food, may I become food. But technically, you can't become food. But there's a mindset that you have. There's a beautiful story that mind creates. It's a beautiful story. If somebody is lost, I become their guide. You read the chapter number 3. This is all about service. Putting our love and kind compassion into service. So this is everything. Everything's run. Some of you think, because of Geshe Gelug, this has been very successful. That's not true. I'm not running the bookstore. I'm not running the library. I'm not doing so many things that's been done here. I'm not doing that. You know? So, so there's all the group of people. You know? So we, you know, we built this. You know? We built Stupa. We built the center. We, because of we, there's you know, a lot of programs running through the centers. And one of them is like children's programs. You know, it's very successful because of we, you know, put effort. So, in order to now, I say, to feel deeper connections, to have deep connections, probably, you know, there's actually so many opportunities here that you can help. You can help, you know, to improve. Goal to become more compassionate human being, that's all. Well, no. Then occasionally people request me, oh, I want to take refuge, you know, in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Then I perform ceremony based on their request. No, is that their right? What path they want to choose is their right. I can say, oh, you should become this, you should become that, you know. I never said that. I'm not going to say that again. I'm never going to say. I've never said before. I'm never going to say. What I'm you know, saying, like, the compassion, you know, that's what I've been saying. The compassion's becoming more compassionate human beings. So when people come here, they feel good. Because they are feeling your energy of your compassion. That's what they're feeling. Isn't it amazing? If somebody who comes here, they feel good, they feel secure, they feel peaceful. Wow, that's you know, far more greater than giving them something. If people are feeling that, this because of our effort, you know. So because of that saying, believe or not, every one of your presence at the center is means something, you know. It's not just, you know, I'm really saying this from my heart, not just to make you happy. So this is, you know, there's many opportunities. So then you engage, then you see, you know, how much has been done through voluntaries. And some of them, you know, working here for center for a long, long time. I can, you know, because there's very limited amount of time every class, you know, so I can, every class I can say because there's very limited amount of time. So I try to focus more on the teaching, so hoping that will benefit. So then I think time to time we should remember how the center has been run, you know. It's all voluntaries, you know. So there's many opportunities, you know, here in the library, the bookstore, you know, and we are trying to. So you can talk to them. So there's no many opportunity to voluntary. So this is your center, you know. I can't just take my bag, go to India. How can you do? So they only allow you to carry 20 pounds. Center for weigh more than 20 pounds. this is for people who come here. That's why I know this all the facilities. And person who donated this floor, now she's gone. But she donated all this floor and she paid for all the floors. One of my friends, now she's gone. But every day, every time when I come here, when I see floor, I remember her. No, so what she says, oh, my parents give me this body, Dharma give me I. No, that's no. She hardly come to center. You know, when she was alive, she hardly come, but you know, she's very happy to help. So when we built the center, you know, she donated. See, it's not. I didn't pay for this floor. Someone else paid. So because of her that we have floor, not because of me, we have this floor. No, so that's not because no, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of effort has been put. Then people who put it down, so many people from the center, they helped to put it down. No. So everything is you know, related to somebody. That's called collective consciousness, you know, effort of collective consciousness, collective energies. The center has been developed. You know, when you look at those tangas, most of them have been donated by some people, some of them from all the way from Mongolia, not like that. So, so the, my point is, you know, when you come to center, I don't want you to feel like, oh, this is somebody else, you know. So I want you to feel this is my center. You can come here anytime, meditate, you know, enjoy, you know, go around the stupa and enjoy whatever the facilities, you know. So this is important. It's important to grow and, you know, to talk about compassion, how to develop compassion and create beautiful meditation. I've been saying, create meditations about compassions, how to do meditation compassions. First learn what's the definition of compassion. No, so then based on that, then create something beautiful, meditation. So so then if we are more compassionate human being here, good for communities, good for the world, good for your family, and good for Buddhists, good for Christians, good for everybody. You know, as I said, you know, more Buddhists doesn't guarantee for world peace. Buddhists have been there like 2,500 years ago, but still there's a lot of problems. You know, not everybody become Buddhist, that's not going to happen. Not everybody going to become Christian, that's not going to happen. Not everybody going to be a religious person, that's not going to happen. Why? Because people have different way of thinking, different interests, different desires. You know, so even the Shakyamuni Buddha, he's Indian, he can make every Indian become Buddhist. No, there's not Indian, they are not Buddhist. So simply that's the reality. So, but everybody could become compassionate human being. That's very possible. Nobody argue about compassion. No life lost because of compassion. So many lives lost because of religions, faith. No life lost because of compassion. If there's compassion, life will be no lost, will be protected. No? So that's why I'm saying, that's why, no, Maha, Namu Maha Karandikaya, no, posture to the compassion. So, compassion. So then, as I mentioned, you know, what is your religion? My religion is compassion. What do you believe in? I believe in compassion. That's what I believe. I believe in compassion. That's my religion. So that's beautiful religion. You know, that benefit all sentient beings, not just, you know, one particular group. So see. So then, you know, as I mentioned last Sunday, probably time to stop. We have this, you know, idea, oh, I'm doing something bad, you know, so Buddha's going to, if you're Buddhist, oh, Buddha's going to punish me. That's totally mistaken. That's, you don't understand the Buddha at all. If you're a Christian, you don't understand the God at all. You don't understand. You know, You see yourself when you develop compassion. Will you punish anybody? No. How they can punish? They are thinking day and night, thinking about your happiness, not just one day and night. No matter what you do, no, they care. No, so that's like not understanding. Oh, Buddha is going to punish me. No, since I'm saying. Mother who has child, many child, one child is not doing well. Mother pay more attention. Give more attention, more compassion. Similarly, you know, so this whole idea, you know, it's wrong. You know, so probably not knowing the karma, probably that also one part, you know, they contribute. So anyway, so it's time's over, so the last part, you know, is to just, you know, please to feel connected to the center, you know, center. So then maybe you can do some voluntary here, there. So see, or you can talk to someone else. Okay. So Chukila said there's something to be think. Yeah. So now time is way over. You know?
So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Shuki, and I'm the volunteer coordinator, so if you have any interest, you can come and talk to me. But today, in particular, like Geshe-la mentioned, we want to really acknowledge everyone who contributes to the center, and particularly people who have had significant contributions that are retiring from those positions. And so today, one of those people is Karen Mastriani. She has been the secretary of the board, and she her term is up, and she's rotating off the board. And so Geshe-la has something for her.
Thank you. So I'm not sure who made this. I'm just handing out. I'm not sure who made this. Not sure. I'm just handing out. So, oh yeah. maybe please wait 2 minutes. I'll say some prayer, you know, for your health, you know. So only take 2 minutes, okay?
Thank you.